We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Surprise of the NBA this season?
Absolutely.
I mean, they've got the best record in the league. They're 25-6. Mike Conley, back healthy, playing now. He's seventh in the entire NBA in real plus minus, which is one of the reasons you can make an all-star case for him. You know, he's shooting well from three. He's top 10 in real plus minus. He's on, maybe it's not the best team in the NBA, but it's the team with the best record in the NBA. It was announced yesterday, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, going to be Western Conference reserves. Maybe if Anthony Davis is removed, Mike Conley, you can make a case for him. I'm not sure. But either way, this is a game between two of the top three records in the Western Conference tonight. And the Jazz are 9-point favorites. Again, tip-off scheduled 9 o'clock.
Story number four.
Craziest. Big Bet Bennett just texted me, Lakers plus 9. Let's go. He's fired up. He's fired up. What did he have last night?
I'm sure I can find it on our timeline.
I can't remember what he had last night. There was, I don't know. But he says Lakers plus 9 is the pick, so we'll see. Damnedest COVID-19 story I ever seen, I think.
This is wild.
Okay, I'm just going to read you straight from this. I saw it tweeted earlier today. A woman who received a double lung transplant in October exhibited severe symptoms of COVID-19 within 3 days of surgery. She tested negative for coronavirus via a nasal swab, but then doctors determined the origin of what turned out to be an ultimately fatal COVID-19 infection, the donor lungs from her organ transplant. The case was detailed in the American Journal of Transplantation, and it highlights a worst-case scenario, as well as, quote, a novel new path for the virus, though the doctor who oversaw the case emphasizes that there is a low chance for transmission through this unusual route, but it did happen to this woman. Imagine, you're on a donor list for a lung transplant. You don't know if you're ever going to get it, but like your prospects aren't good if you don't. And then you get it. And it's like, woohoo, oh my God. Because the way that stuff typically works, best of my understanding, is like they call you and then they're like, go to the hospital.
Right.
We got these lungs for you. And so you're like, you get that phone call and it's amazing. Oh my God, I didn't know if this call would ever come. Now I'm on the way to hospital to get new lungs. I've got a chance. And then within weeks, she's dead. She died of COVID. And what the doctors discovered is that the lungs were infected with COVID. She got COVID-infected lungs.
How don't you know that before you put the lungs in?
I don't know. It seems
don't you run tests on the lungs?
It seems like somebody would have thought of something. I don't know. It just seems like it's something you would have checked off.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not here to criticize. Perhaps it would have never occurred to me either, you know, if I were in charge of lung transplants. And God help anybody if I'm ever in charge of lung transplants. But what a – it's just a – I mean, I don't want to be funny about it. It's a tragedy.
It's horrible.
But it's like, what in the world? You just put COVID lungs in me and now I'm dead? Like, it's one thing if I, you know, gathered at Christmas and now I got COVID and now I'm dead. Like, that's kind of on me. You told me not to do it. I did it. Now I'm dead. That's on me. I'm going to take that one. But you put COVID lungs in me?
Well, it's because I keep thinking about, too, like what the last year for them may have been. Because she was so high risk that she probably stayed indoors, did everything they were supposed to do.
Imagine you did. Imagine you wore all your masks.
Exactly.
You washed all your hands. You didn't gather with anybody. You didn't go anywhere. And then doctors put COVID lungs right inside of you.
Right.
That's just tough luck, man.
Awful. Woo. Awful.
What an awful story. Google it if you want to read the full details, but that's the gist of it. Woman was healthy, but needed a lung transplant. Got a lung transplant. They straight put COVID lungs inside of her. And that was that. Jeff Calkins up next.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9
ESPN. 92.9 ESPN Radio.com.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, your sports radio vaccine.
Looking for fine jewelry for that special occasion? Look no further than James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is Jay Gaddis, and for over 60 years, my family has been here for Memphians on every occasion. Specializing in engagement, bridal, and custom design, we are here to make your dreams come true. Depend on us for birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's, or any day in need of a smile. We have an extensive selection of gemstone, diamond, and pearl jewelry, watches, and designer pieces. Shop local at Poplar near Mendenhall in the heart of East Memphis. James Gaddis Jewelers, your family's jeweler.
The President's Day event is in full swing at Gossett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat on the Pike. And we're celebrating with 2020 Dodge Journey SE $19,990 or $249 a month. Or pump up your attitude with a 2021 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, $21,740 or $277 a month. Or take your pick, 2020 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman or 2021 Dodge Challenger XST, $339 a month. It's your choice, Ram 1500 or Challenger. We Gossett at $339 a month. So drive past the rest and come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. 1901 Covington Pike or shop online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
All this finance through Chrysler, all 3,500 cash down, 75 months at 4.19 APR. Journey, LT 296053, MSRP 26860. Latitude MD 168760, MSRP 27805, 1500, LS 156730, MSRP 35185, Challenger, MH 58158, MSRP 31160. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3121 dealer stock only.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Miami Heat star Duncan Robinson knows a thing or two about being overlooked. From beginning his college career at a D3 liberal arts school to starting in last year's NBA Finals. Now, on his new podcast, The Long Shot, Robinson celebrates the most unlikely and unexpected success stories in sports and beyond. Join Duncan and his co-host Davis Reed on The Long Shot podcast as they sit down with those who have proven naysayers wrong and overcame the odds. The Long Shot with Duncan Robinson and Davis Reed is available now for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your show.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. By now, you should know it's Memphis Barbecue Company. It's owned by Melissa Cookson, seven-time world champ, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. You can Google it. You can Google it if you don't believe me. Obviously, needless to say, the barbecue is top-notch, terrific. But at Memphis Barbecue Company, like, you don't have to get barbecue. So if you're not in barbecue, they got a menu that's for everybody. You know, you can get fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken. You can get smoked wings. You can get a burger. The menu is expansive, and you can find it at MemphisBBQCO.com. That's MemphisBBQCO.com. At Memphis Barbecue Company, ribs are going to be cooked multiple times a day. That way you're getting a fresh-from-the-cooker quality regardless of the time. You could be in there at 11 a.m. You could be in there at 9 o'clock at night. You're going to have fresh ribs if you order ribs. Everything on the menu is of the highest quality, and you can dine in right now. They've taken every safety precaution necessary and more to make sure they can offer a safe dining experience. But if you'd rather just get a pickup order, you can do that as well. Make it at MemphisBBQCO.com. That's the website, MemphisBBQCO.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Join me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So as we sit here, the day after Tiger Woods crashed in Southern California, it does appear, at least, that this wasn't caused by drinking and driving. It wasn't caused by prescription medication and driving while impaired. It appears he was just going too fast on a dangerous road, and what happened, happened. So, listen, we'd prefer this not to happen, but once it happens, this is the best version of the story we could have hoped for, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the best version would have been, you know, some car ran him off the road secretly that we didn't know about, right? And he had nothing to do with it. In the end, he did this to himself, right? In the end, he did it to himself by going too fast. And so I suspect he will, in addition to feeling, you know, like pain and agony and whatever as he struggles back, and feeling incredibly lucky to be alive. I imagine he's feeling that too. I imagine there's a ruefulness to it. Like, what the hell was I doing? Like, so, but yeah, it's a hell of a lot better than, I mean, I played a clip on my show from CNN yesterday when, you surprised it happened? Well, not really, because, you know, pills have been in his life since whenever. Not exactly saying this was because of pills, but implying it, right? And that was the fear, obviously, is that, oh, boy, I hope it had nothing to do with it. So, you know, if, as it turns out, it had nothing to do with it, absolutely. Let he who has not gone too fast cast the first stone.
Right. And, you know, I saw Gene Wojciechowski was, you know, live outside of the hospital earlier today reporting for ESPN. And he told a story that I thought was interesting and perhaps helpful as it pertains to trying to understand what happened. He said that last night he went and drove that same stretch of road and drove it like three or four times, you know, drive it down, turn around, do it again, turn around, do it again. And he said the way the road goes is like you're driving and it's like it just looks like you're a road and you're straight and it's fine. But then there's a curve and then it goes down, like think almost like a roller coaster. It's not a roller coaster, but like think – the best way to visualize it was like a roller coaster that suddenly curves and then goes down. And he said what he noticed is, you know, speed limit's 45. He was going 40, you know, better safe than sorry at this point. But without doing anything, without accelerating at all, that 40 turned into 60 on the way down that hill. And if you are familiar with that stretch of road, you know that. But Tiger Woods, by all accounts, was not familiar with this stretch of road. So let's start piecing this together. We know he was flying out of the hotel because a director of a television show said that Tiger Woods almost hit me as he was pulling out of this hotel. He was flying. So we know he's speeding, or at least we can reasonably assume he was speeding. And so if Gene Wojciechowski's 40 turned into 60 without him accelerating, does Tiger Woods' 60 turn into 80? And if so, now you're on a dangerous road and you got real problems that you don't even realize are problems until it's too late. Again, I guess by definition, that is me taking a guess with limited information. But I think it's based on the authorities saying he was speeding. There is no sign of braking. It looks like that, you know, maybe he was distracted, maybe he wasn't, but he was speeding. And when you speed going down that hill, even if you're not trying to go faster, you accelerate pretty quickly, and now you got a problem.
Yeah, I saw a piece in the New York Times, I mean, in the LA Times, that also talked about how you could find yourself going 80. It's 45, but you easily find yourself going 80 on that stretch of road, incredibly dangerous sense of road. So I don't, again, who knows? But it would make sense, obviously, if all that played into it. Of course, it starts from, you know, the starting point, and I don't think we have to totally get over this, is that he was going like a bat out of hell out of the hotel. Like, I don't think I've ever driven fast enough away from a hotel or whatever that anyone would come in shaking their heads and say, man, that lunatic nearly hit me out there or whatever. Like, it starts from that. Tiger was going too fast, and I'm not, you know. But that doesn't mean he should, you know, end up with the fractures that he has, and the description of the fractures that he has are, you know, totally devastating and gruesome and everything else. So I'm not wishing it upon him in any sense. And I think there's no question that it seems like the design of the road was a contributing factor, also a contributing factor that he was driving like a bat out of hell.
Right. And that probably, again, we're just guessing here, but we do know he had somewhere to be, and it does appear that he was running late. So it's like, I was telling the story earlier, and perhaps I shouldn't because it reflects poorly on me, but like I left my house a little later than I should have today, and so I was driving a little faster on my way to the studio. Now, I'm not driving on unfamiliar roads, so it's not, at least in my mind, it's not the same thing. But like when you are supposed to be somewhere and you leave late, you tend to drive faster. And like, again, we're just
connected. And did you drive, though, in a way that someone would have said, man, that Parrish, what a lunatic.
No.
Would have commented on how fast you were driving?
No.
I mean, again, I think you're kind of leading. Let him. I think your instinct here is just to say, yeah. I mean, that's all. I do think in the end, he did this to himself. He was driving too fast. And a dangerous piece of road. And so if he was going as fast as that, that someone's commenting on it when they come out of a hotel,
right.
That's just not your normal speeding, you know, that's all I'm saying.
No, that's right. And like, as the story goes about this director telling his crew, you guys won't believe this. Tiger Woods almost just hit me. He was flying out of here. That story was relayed before they even knew Tiger Woods was in a wreck. So it wasn't like Tiger Woods was in a wreck and the director says, oh, by the way, I just saw him. He flew out of here this morning. The director said, man, I almost just got hit by Tiger Woods. He was flying. And then like 5 minutes later, Tiger Woods is in a wreck. So it's not like one of those, let me tell you a story after the fact. The director was so shocked by that near accident at the hotel that he was compelled to tell other people about it, which I do think is probably an indication that, yes, you're right.
Let me ask you this, because you've hung out with rich people and hung out in fancy, you know, settings, and you have had a driver yourself. Did it surprise you that Tiger was driving himself? Bill Gates has his own driver, and as Charles points out, my buddy Charles, it's not even just like I'm too good to drive myself. Particularly in California, where at any moment you could be stuck for an hour,
right.
It's inefficient to drive yourself
right.
When you have $800 million.
I can tell you that if I had $800 million, I would not drive myself.
Like at 7 in the morning, you like the freedom of just sitting in the car, not worried about, you know, I just want to drive. That would be the other argument, it seems to me.
Well,
right?
You know, in New York, we have car services. Like, it picks me up from the airport and drives me into Manhattan. And, like, that's an hour, you know, with technology today, I sit in the back and I, it's usually the same driver. I say, hey, what's up? How you been? Good to see you again. And then I go AirPods in, I pull my computer out, and I got an hour of work time. I'm connected to Wi-Fi. I find the time just valuable to not be driving. I can be doing something else that I need to do. Or I could just be watching a television show on my phone, like whatever I want to do. So I wouldn't drive. That would be the reason, not be out of any sort of safety concerns, but because I just find if you cannot drive, you can spend that time doing other things. The counter argument would be, and so let me say this. I was surprised that he was on his way to, you know, work. He was, quote, going to a job.
Right.
And didn't
that's
have
where
a
you would send a driver. That's where you exactly the situation. He wasn't running out to get a candy bar, whatever. He was, or deliver his kids to school. He was going on an assignment, which is exactly where if it were you, you would have had the driver. I don't mean, you know, whatever. You could absolutely see that the driver would say, hey, pick up Tiger at this resort and take him to the shoot.
That's exactly right. Like, even at the Final Four, like, I'm not getting in a car and driving. Like, they'll be like, hey, GP, car's going to pick you up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay, cool, I'll be ready. I mean, so that surprised me, that they didn't have a car sent for Tiger Woods to bring him to this job. But the counter to that might just be, and sometimes people do this, you know what, I'd rather drive myself. You know, I don't want to have to, you know, if you're Tiger Woods, this is all just guesswork. But, like, I don't know Tiger Woods' personality. Like, did Tiger Woods just not want to be in a car with another person he doesn't know because he wants to talk on the phone and doesn't want somebody overhearing it? Like, you just don't know. But he clearly had – I tell you this, he didn't have to drive if he didn't want to. So the reason he was driving is because he wanted to.
Because he wanted to. Yeah. Of course, and then if you drive yourself, you park yourself too. Like, not that they wouldn't have a slot for Tiger Woods. Anyway, and of course, you can have, as someone pointed out, I brought this up on my show, someone pointed out, like, Lady Di had a driver, and it didn't mean that she didn't, you know, get smashed and murdered and killed. You know, she had a driver. Drivers can drive you off the road as well as you can drive yourself. off the road. So that's not the answer to it all.
Well, there's one person that works at CBS who like lives in the New York area, and like Wally Szczerbiak lives in on Long Island, got this incredible setup, and he has a car pick him up at his house and bring him into the city, and then at night car takes him back home. There's another person who lives, you know, same sort of distance from the studio, and that person drives himself every time, and if you ask him why, he says, I don't want to get in a car at 1 in the morning with a driver who may or may not be tired. I know I won't be tired. I don't know what that driver's been doing. He just simply doesn't trust it.
Right.
So people can reasonably have different opinions on this stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I can see that. It's you know, one of the reasons that people are scared of flying is that they're not in control, right? They're even though it's, you know, that it's safer than even walking, you have no control. And so people would rather, you know what, I would rather drive myself because then I know exactly what I'm in for. Do you think he'll play again competitively?
I heard you and Jeffrey talking about this earlier. I think Jeffrey's got it basically right. Like, I would lean toward no, but I would never say never. You know, like, this isn't a team sport where he has to have somebody sign him and,
right,
and then he's got to beat somebody out to get a position, to get a starting job. I mean, he's Tiger Woods. If he wants to play again, he can. And I do think
In 10 years, he could just tell the Masters, you know, I'm going to play.
Right. I mean,
this year I'm going to play. Well, your legs feel pretty good here. I think I'm going to play.
Well, like, I believe this is true. If you've ever won the Masters, you are allowed.
You can play forever.
Yeah. So, like, if he wants to play in the Masters at the age of 60, he can. So, I guess given that reality,
yeah, maybe he will.
But
Tom Watson just played forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You know, just he keeps playing, showing up at the Masters every year,
right?
And then he makes a little run on Thursday, and you're like, oh, Tom Watson story, you know? And then he fades, and that's that. Like, so I guess given that, maybe I'll change my mind. Maybe I think he will play.
Yeah,
I don't know. God, he's already coming back from 5 back surgeries.
Mm-hmm. I know, like, I don't know if you saw this, but Roy McIlroy, because, you know, there's a golf tournament starting tomorrow. And
right,
so all the golfers are, you know, doing media availability. And Rory was asked, I mean, the question was something like this. And Rory just, you know, Rory's a kind man, or at least appears to be. So he handled it gracefully. But, like, the question was something along the lines of, hey, Rory, you know, if anybody could come back from this, it's got to be Tiger Woods, right? And Rory said, you know, he's not Superman. He's a human being at the end of the day. At this stage, I think everyone should just be grateful that he's here, that he's alive, that his kids haven't lost their dad. And that was his way of saying, you guys are wild talking about golf. Like, we gotta make sure this guy can walk again. And I think that's right. You know, if he does play again, it won't be anytime soon. But I think if he wants to play again, he will play again. But that's far different than will he ever be good again. I mean, it's hard for 45-year-olds to compete with, you know, the Daniel Bergers and the Brooks Koepkas and the Patrick Reeds and the Bryson DeChambeaus anyway. Now we're talking about a 45-year-old with 5 back surgeries and a totally reconstructed right leg. I mean, it ain't great. I how about this? I do think we'll see him play in a professional golf tournament again someday. I'm skeptical, but we'll ever see him win again. Unless it's on, like, the you know, the Champions Tour, whatever that's called.
Good. He's alive. He can be a dad.
Right.
Continue to be a dad.
I mean, that's the thing. This thing could have gone so much worse, and so I do.
I brought this up. I'm sorry. Have you ever talked to you? No, you wouldn't have done it. Do you know Jay Williams?
Yeah, I know Jay.
I was gonna say. So, I mean, if you're Jay Williams, don't you feel a little stupid, like, that you did this to yourself? Like, Jay Williams was what? Was he second pick in the draft?
I believe second pick, yes.
Second pick in the draft. And there you're on a motorcycle and you ruin your career.
Oh,
like, isn't there a part of you that's just, what an idiot? Like, you shouldn't have to pay for a moment of idiocy. Now, some people pay for the moment of idiocy with their lives.
Right.
And I don't know the circumstances of Jay's, but I just think, even if it's not, you know, driving while impaired or anything else, like, Jay did that to himself. And I was just interesting hearing him talk about it today, because he was saying, you know, a big part of this is going to be mental. And I immediately started thinking about what Jay did and how Jay's career was ended because of, you know, because of his motorcycle ride. And I just think there's got to be a part of you that thinks, you know, why did I blank, whatever it was? Like, why did I go that fast? Why did I, you know, or something. And I don't know how Jay squares it. Obviously, he has a great career now as a, and does a good job both on radio and TV.
He has talked about this before and has actually said that he considered suicide. As you were talking, I Googled it. Here's a quote from him. He said, "I remember lying in my bed, and I'm just tired of being here. I didn't want to be here anymore. I was so afraid to face people, and I didn't really know who I was, and I didn't really want anybody to see me, and I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to talk about it." And then he said, I got to the point where I sat there, and I had a pair of scissors in my hand, and I just kept going on my wrist. I wasn't trying to go sideways. I was going vertical. I didn't want to be here at all." If the question is like, yeah, I guess the reason Jay would say a lot of this is going to be mental is because he knows that was the case for him. Now,
there's a difference.
There's a very, very difference.
Tiger has had his great career,
correct,
and who knows how many wins he would even have left, if any. So he did not totally destroy his career, far from it. Whereas Jay did, and that whole, I didn't want to see people, I didn't want to face people, that to me is like, you just feel, you just don't want to face people. If you got T-boned by someone, you could face them, right? If that's how it had happened to you, you could say, "Oh man, I'm a lucky, tough break," whatever else, right? But when you did it yourself, you just want to crawl into a hole, I imagine. And I'm glad he crawled out. But I do think it is going to be a struggle mentally.
Yeah, and I do think the big difference is Tiger has had his career. Like, if this is it for Tiger, he still won 15 majors. He still won the Masters in 2019 and got, you know, was in a position where his kids could witness it and he could hug them afterward.
Yeah.
You know, he's done. Basically, what Tiger Woods was going to do on a golf course, he's basically done it. I mean, we could all dream and hope, but he's basically done it.
Right.
Jay played one season in the NBA, and it was over. He played 75 games, and then he had a motorcycle accident, and he tried to come back, but he never got back to the league. Just couldn't do it. And I imagine these are both.
How was he? I don't even have any recollection. How was he as a rookie?
He averaged 9.5 points and 4.7 assists.
So decent.
Yeah, I mean, Yao Ming was the first pick in the 2002 draft.
Right.
Jay Williams went number two to the Bulls, played 75 games, and then had that motorcycle accident. But, like, I mean, you know, any of us are susceptible to anything at any time. But I imagine it has to register a little differently when it's like, why was I doing this stupid thing? Like I might drive home tonight and just get sideswiped by somebody, and that's it for me. Right? I mean, I hope that it'd be weird if that happens after I just said this live on radio. but like, you know, I remember hearing a story a few years ago. I guess it was a woman who called into Feinbaum every day. And she was a pretty famous caller, you know, in that weird little world. And she's a grandmother, and she picked her granddaughter up from school or something. She's spending the day with her granddaughter. And they're driving down the interstate. Just driving down the interstate. Same way I'm about to drive down the interstate. Same way thousands of people listening right now are just driving down an interstate. And on the other side of the interstate, so she's going, let's say, southbound, and then there's a tractor trailer, like a gas tanker, I think it was. Excuse me if the details aren't exactly right. The gist of the story is true. A gas tanker is going the other direction. It had a blowout or something, came across the median, boom, she hits a gas tanker. Dead. Granddaughter, dad. Like, what? Like, you're driving. You didn't do anything wrong. The next thing you know, a gas tanker's in front of you, and you smack it. Is that the gist of the story, Connor?
Yeah, or you get COVID lungs.
Or you get COVID lungs. Did you hear that story earlier?
No.
Oh, my God. This woman is on a lung transplant list, you know, and she gets the call. Hey, we got your lungs. Come to the hospital.
And she got lungs, and the lungs had COVID.
Yes.
And did she die?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I mean, what in the world? What? They put, like, this woman, you got to assume, like, she's already, that's, needing lungs has got to be on the underlying medical condition list, you know? So she's probably, I would hope, like, she's been you know, careful, wearing her mask, staying at home, washing her hands, and then you go in for a lung transplant, they put COVID lungs inside of you. She died. It's crazy. So anyway, like, all of us are susceptible to just wildly out of nowhere tragic stuff. But I do think probably when you were goofing around on a motorcycle, you probably feel a little dumber about it. Like, there was the pitcher, former Cy Young Award winner, I think, Roy Halladay, a few years ago. Like, he had bought himself one of these, like, little toy planes, and he was just flying wildly above the ocean, coming down, going up, boom, next thing, he just crashed in the ocean.
Well, he doesn't feel stupid, because he's gone, right?
Yeah, he don't feel anything. He's fish food at this point.
By the way, speaking of feeling, that wasn't whatever, but while we're on gruesome stories, did you see, so you remember like a week ago I wrote that column about the kid who was impaled on a spike, a tractor spike, while in a sledding accident. And by the way, it's like 60 degrees outside now. It's unbelievable. This is a week later. We had a little follow-up yesterday where they had a picture of him. It was just on their Facebook page, getting out of the hospital, and they're holding the spike. Did you see that?
Yes.
It is, however much you imagine the spike being, it's worse. Like, it is a, it is like a medieval, a medieval weapon. It is, that spike was like, holy crap, how did that guy live?
No, it's a big, it's a big spike. My Lord.
It was a big spike.
Can you imagine sitting, like, I was thinking about this earlier, Tiger Woods, it was 6 minutes before authorities got there. For 6 minutes, Tiger Woods is sitting there, trapped, bone coming out of his leg. Like, that must be an amazing, like, a not amazing. There's got to be it's a hard 6 minutes.
Yeah, probably in shock, right?
Yeah, you're probably in shock. In fact, I think one of the first responders said he was calm because he was in shock. So maybe that makes it easier to get through. But, like, I did have a moment where I went, this kid from Arlington had a spike in him for an hour. Like, what?
Oh, yeah. Just think he was just sitting there. Well, and then he had to be on the spike while they were cutting it off. The spike had cutting it off the tractor.
My God.
And then they moved the whole spike. I bet more than an hour. By the time they got the spike out, that's why when he finally woke up from surgery, they said, is it still in? Because he'd just gotten used to having the spike in him. And so, yeah, things can change in an instant. But that one had a happy ending. He's gone home to Arlington and so things can work out, GP. I think that's the lesson today,
like
really.
Right now I'm thinking of, like, the dumb things I've done and then had to pay price for it. But, like I haven't had to pay a significant price yet. But there was, like, one time I was coming home from downtown, and we were – God, this is such a stupid story. We had met some girls, and they wanted us to come hang out with them. And so it was me and my buddies, and so it was like, hey, you guys just follow us. This is like before you could punch in an address in your phone.
Right.
Like, you actually had to follow people, you know, or it was over. It was over.
Right. If you lost them, you never find them again.
If you lost them, it's over. And so I'm driving, and I didn't have my glasses, because I don't even think I had glasses back then, but I needed them back then. I couldn't see at night. Still can't. So we're following them, like, down there through, like, South Main. And I lose them, and my friends are flipping out, like, yo, how did you lose them? I said, I don't know where they went. Maybe they turned right here. And I turned onto the train tracks, okay, in downtown Memphis. I turned on the train tracks. Boom. And I'm in, like, a Toyota Corolla, okay? So I'm like, dude, what? We are now sitting on train tracks. It is two in the
morning.
Way stuck. Where do you go? Because it was a big drop-off, like, you drop down onto the train tracks. And so, you know, you tried to put it in reverse and just sort of back it up. It ain't happening. And I'm like, dude, what do we do? Like, we got to – and I said, okay, you guys get out of the car. I'm going to drive up, and then I'm going to put it in reverse, and I'm going to just pedal to the metal and try to jump it up this thing. Just try to – it's my best shot at this point. And I did it, and – I didn't think through what that impact would do, so I busted my head on the steering wheel so bad that I had a gigantic cut. I still have a scar from that. Okay, you can't.
Did it work?
It worked. I was so excited. I had never – top five.
Bleeding. Your blood is pouring down your face.
Dude, I jump out of the car, and I'm like, yo! And they're like, man, your face is bad messed up. So in hindsight, it's like, why did I do something that stupid? Like blindly drive onto train tracks. And now I got a busted up head. But, you know, you don't realize it's stupid until
all you have is a little scar for it. Well, I mean, just take the number of times when, as a teenager, I drove drunk, you know.
Right.
It was more than once, I'm sure. It was, you know, many times.
Well, if I'm being honest, you think I just drove on the train tracks completely sober? I mean, I tell you this, I ain't never drove on the train tracks sober. Completely sober. And so, yeah, it was that stupid. I made a series of dumb decisions, and it led to my face being busted out. But in the moment, this is my point, in the moment, I didn't feel like I was doing anything that stupid. Although that sounds ridiculous as I'm saying it all these years later. I'm confident Tiger Woods, in the moment he was doing what he was doing,
right,
didn't think it was stupid.
What he did, it was not as stupid as when I got in the car, you know, whatever, come from downtown bars of downtown Buffalo to get back to Hamburg drunk.
Right.
That was more stupid, and I didn't end up with smashed legs.
Right. So I heard you guys talking about it this morning. Like, is he grateful that he's alive, or like totally in it and down because like, oh my, I was just trying to hopefully come back from a back injury, and now this. And I think the answer is probably both, and those feelings will come and go each day, right?
I think, yes. I think it's, I imagine it's a whole confluence of things. I'm incredibly glad to be alive. You could almost be brought to weeping and thinking, you know, that you never saw your kids again. So, yes, I think that's part of it. It's just a physical pain, too. And so all that he has to deal with. I mean, this is just not a normal break. They basically had to piece his leg back together like a jigsaw puzzle. And so there's all that in front of him. I do think there's probably a little element of the "I feel ridiculous because I did this to myself" part of it too, as part of it. I can't imagine it's fun to be Tiger Woods right now. And here's the other thing: you know that Tiger Woods, as he's sitting in the hospital, knows that everybody in the world is talking about him right now.
Right.
Wouldn't that be weird? They stopped, and I think they should have. I thought it was appropriate to break into newscasts and talk about Tiger Woods' car accident. But it is amazing to think that, if you're sitting in there in a hospital, literally every every news station, every sports station, every whatever, all over the world, that's what they're talking about today. They're talking about you as you're sitting there in a hospital.
And it must be even more difficult. And it must be even more difficult, although he was in surgery all day yesterday, but, when the whole world is wondering – is he back on pills again? Was this now?
Wait,
that...
And so, do we know? By the way, did they come back? Have they released a negative toxicology?
How about this? They didn't do any. They said today they did not. I'm sort of conflicted on this. They said we took no blood, we didn't do sobriety, and they said the reason is because we had no reason to. They more or less said.
That's interesting.
They more or less said, we encounter people who are under the influence every day. That's what we do. We know what it looks like. Tiger Woods, there was no smell of odor. There was no sign of anything illicit. He was lucid. He did not appear to us to be under the influence of anything. Therefore, we have no reason to take all these tests. Now, the counter to that is, you have a reason because it's Tiger Woods and because he's had multiple incidents.
My other question would be, don't they do it as a matter of routine? If there's an accident, don't they do it as a matter of routine?
I guess the answer to that question is no.
No.
And maybe perhaps the other argument against doing it is A, we had no reason to do it. We were there. He didn't smell it. There was no odor.
Right.
He wasn't under the influence. There's no signs of anything. And also, we knew we needed to get this guy into surgery as soon as possible. We're not worried about that right now. We're worried about saving his leg.
Yeah, and I suppose from everything we've described, it was obvious to them how the accident happened just by they know that stretch of the road, right? That's not the first time they picked people up off that stretch of the road. And so maybe that goes into it too. Oh, yeah, here's another someone who's driving too fast and drove off this side of the road, and it's 7 in the morning, and he doesn't seem impaired at all, so we're not going to do it. Oh, yeah. I didn't know they didn't do it. I assumed we would ultimately know. Yeah, so that's it. Yeah,
they said, that's it. Like, whether he was under the influence of or not, and I'm willing to accept them at his word that he's not.
He's not. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming that he wasn't, but, like, we will never know for sure because they declined to do the test. So that's the latest out of Southern California. All right, Jeff, I'll see you later.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. Speaking of thinking of all the dumb things where I've had to pay a price, nothing like this, but remember when I had a double tennis elbow for like 8 months?
I do remember that.
That was a byproduct of me just being stupid.
I have fake teeth in the front of my head because I played football on a trampoline.
Well, there you go.
These are all fake.
There you go. So, see, that's stupid. Playing football on a trampoline is dumb. I decided my kid's old wooden playset that was in our backyard. Like, we got it when Aiden was little, and now Aiden's off to college. So, like, that's how old it was. So it was in last year. It was sort of, like, almost falling apart. Still together, but, like, it was getting real. It was old.
Right.
And I said, well, rather than just take all the screws out, I don't know how to do that, and get the wood and then take it to the street, I'll get a sledgehammer, and I'll just beat it to pieces, and that'll be the way. And then we'll take it out to the road, and that'll be that. And so I actually ordered a sledgehammer on Amazon. They bring this heavy-ass sledgehammer. It's wild. They'll bring me a heavy sledgehammer to my house. I went in the backyard, me and Aiden, and I'd beat it for a little while. Then he'd get it for a little while. We knocked the whole – it worked exactly as I thought. The next day, I was like, yo, man, is your elbow hurting? He's like, no. I was like, well, maybe I'm just sore from swinging a sledgehammer 50 times. You know, that's not something I do in my everyday life. No, I – double tennis elbow.
Oh, man.
I was out of commission for 8 months because I tried to beat my kids. I couldn't. We tried to go to Mike Conley's bowling bash. I couldn't bowl. I couldn't swing a golf club. I couldn't throw a ball. I couldn't throw a ball with my kid. Couldn't do it.
I was a pitcher in high school, and I had that. And you can't move. You can't lift your elbow.
You
like,
can't.
Above
there
your
are
waist.
Things you can do. Like, I could sit here and type. But if it was any sort of throwing or swinging motion, cannot do it.
Mm-mm.
For 8 months, I couldn't throw a ball, couldn't swing a golf club, nothing. Why? Because in my 40s, I decided to go beat a play set up with a sledgehammer. That's stupid. That's my real life, though. Again, price I had to pay for making a bad decision. It's not like the price Tiger's paying right now, but still, I lost 8 months of golf and ball throwing. Maybe I'd be better golfer right now if I hadn't lost those 8 months.
Tragic.
I mean, I doubt it, but maybe. Be back in a second.
Announcing the Fitz's richest promotion yet. This is big. Nah, let me try that again.
Big.
Yeah, better. The $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway Friday and Saturday nights in February and March. $500 every 10 minutes from 7 to 11 p.m. $2,500 more in promo cash at midnight. And on the 13th and 27th, five of y'all will win $5,000 cash. $340,000 cash and promo cash giveaway at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. At the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, plus affordable financing. Go to LASIK.com and see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience all more affordable than you might imagine. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Individual results vary. $220 per eye price available based on prescription. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patients age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses.
Corky's is your home for authentic Memphis barbecue. Our dining rooms are open, or stop by our speedy drive-thru. Order your party packs today, starting at only $5.99 per person.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. Get all the right ways on the
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days to save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all Smart Beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Switch to T-Mobile for Business and get up to 90 days of service free via virtual rebate on your business plan. You get a great deal, the largest 5G network, and first-class benefits like Microsoft 365 on us. It's better for business and only with T-Mobile for Business. Limited time offer. Stop in store for details. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Virtual Express MasterCard within 8 weeks of receipt of valid submission. Complete port within 60 days. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go. Fast, fast. Fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh.
Jumping, jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save up.
Crowd going, hey, hey.
I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, man.
This is what we're thankful.
This is what we think.
Look at the biggest brands in computers. The place to look is Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. They got big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Yes, Apple. You can get Apple products at Cooper Systems. Fraction of the price that you're going to get them at the Apple store. So give them a call. 360-9679. 360-9679. You don't have to get in some automated system. You can talk to Lee Cooper if you want to. You can talk to Lauren Cooper if you want to. You can talk to any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. And then tell them what it is you need a computer to do. Because, like, if you're a gamer, you might really need a $2,000, $3,000 computer. That's a different deal. But if you're just somebody who spreads lies on Facebook and conspiracy theories like a dummy, you don't need to spend $2,000 on a computer. You can spread lies on Facebook with a computer that costs $200, $300. So don't waste the money on a $2,000 computer or even a $1,000 computer. At Cooper Systems, it's perfect. You're going to be able to find a computer that is perfectly suited for your needs. And then it's going to be better priced for you because you won't be paying for a bunch of stuff you're never going to use. 360-9679, 360-9679. It's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park. They're on the web, coopersystems.com. Connor, I got bad news. If you were somebody who hoped Grizzlies point guard Ja Morant or former Grizzlies point guard Mike Conley would be added to the Western Conference All-Stars as a replacement for Anthony Davis. I got bad news. Instead, it's Devin Booker. Do you approve of Devin Booker's addition? It certainly seems to be what NBA players think is right, that Devin Booker deserves to be on this All-Star
team. I think Devin Booker is a borderline All-Star. I think that Mike deserves it. It seems like such a weird year to give it to Mike, and the numbers are there with him. Devin Booker's not having a great year. He's actually having a worse year than he had last year, and I attribute a lot of their success to what Chris Paul's doing. So I think you could have made him an argument for Mike. Hopefully Ben Simmons might have to back out of the game, so maybe we'll get one more.
Does it come down to people just think Devin Booker's better than Mike Conley,
That's
period.
Probably it. That's probably
like, period.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can show me your real plus minuses and your Utah Jazz best record in the NBA, but ultimately it's an All-Star game, and
right.
Devin Booker is better than Mike Conley.
Right.
I think that's probably what it comes down to. And it also, I can't imagine it hurt for him to have multiple NBA players, including LeBron James, speaking up for him.
Yeah, that seemed like the dagger in Mike's chances.
Right. Like, I didn't hear Kevin Durant go, Mike Conley's the one that got screwed, you know, to counter LeBron James saying Devin Booker got disrespected. So you're right. Maybe they do add another replacement, and perhaps that's where Mike can be a fill-in. But for now, Mike Conley and Ja Morant both left off of out of the All-Star game. And we keep saying East and West. Ultimately, they're going to draft teams again, right?
Right. It's the drafting, and that's why if there's another replacement, it can be Chris Middleton.
It can come from anywhere.
Yeah, it can be anybody.
And it probably would be Chris Middleton?
I think it'd be Chris Middleton or Sabonis. Sabonis, 20-10-5, isn't in the game.
Yeah, so we'll see. But the latest news, Devin Booker will replace Anthony Davis in the All-Star game. Be back with Dinner to Go.
The Honda HR-V, CR-V, Pilot, Passport, and Ridgeline. They all have one thing in common. They never back off from a challenge. Available with all-wheel drive, The Honda SUV lineup has the performance you can count on and the capability to amaze. Ask Kelley Blue Book. They named Honda their 2020 Best Value Brand. So contact your Honda dealer or shop online today.
Based on 2020 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for more information.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
So if you've got Wi-Fi at home, and let's be real, who doesn't? Chances are you've got tons of connected devices, and luckily Xfinity XFi keeps all those connected devices protected from Wi-Fi threats. We're talking laptops, tablets, smart speakers, cell phones, security cameras, even your smart fridge. Plus, you get notifications every time a threat to your network has been blocked, so you don't have to worry about a thing. Get added protection for your home Wi-Fi network with XFi Advanced Security, included at no extra cost. Can your internet do that? Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, or ask about a faster option with new and improved speed. Plus, get advanced security free with the XFi Gateway. Just activate through the Xfinity app. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay, ends 3/22/21. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet, 25 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
It may be cold outside, but your deals keep getting hotter and hotter, Jeff. Hey, let's conquer the cold and gear up for winter with the Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah President's Day sales event.
We got you covered, Randy. Let's talk. 2021 Kia Forte, $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul redesigned inside and out, $149 a month lease. And a 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All just 36 months, $3149 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. Plus, every Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah. 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte, ME319038, MSRP 20,625, Soul, M775638, MSRP 20,660, K5, MG00560, MSRP 25,725. Include all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax filing license. With approved credit, see dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3/1/21, dealer stock only.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you. I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home. You can see right here, I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back with my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo.
Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can, and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
With the iPhone SE for $49.99 in-store from Cricket, Cody can experience more.
Could I record a good video?
Don't be coy, Cody. A $49.99 iPhone SE could turn your vision into a cinematic masterpiece.
I was going to record my daughter at dinner. She throws her peas.
Ooh, an action scene. There's more to love for less with the iPhone SE. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Limited time offer, new accounts only. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
If you love me.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Puppet here. If you want to
place blame, then look. There is good news on the vaccine front, but you still need to be very, very careful about keeping yourself safe and your family safe. And the best way to do it is with Germ Ready. It is a brand new hand sanitizer. It is made right here in the United States in an FDA-approved facility. It only takes 30 seconds to apply properly. One pump, that's all you need, and it's going to kill 99.99% of all germs. That's great. Here's the even better part. It's going to keep killing germs for up to 6 hours after application. So those days of, with your old, not-so-great hand sanitizer, putting it on and putting it on again, you touch one thing, you want to put it on again, you don't have to do that with Germ Ready. You put it on once. Only takes 30 seconds to do it. You're going to be protected for up to 6 hours after application. Germ Ready is fragrance-free, dye-free, paraben-free, cruelty-free. It's safe for all skins. It'll clean cuts and small abrasions without a burn. And it is available right now. You can get it on the website germready.com. That's germready.com. When you get there, you'll see the Buy Now button. Push it. And you can get a bottle for $11. It's 150 milliliters for $11. That's more than 225 pumps for $11. And again, you don't have to pump it more than once. In fact, if you do, you'll wish that you hadn't. It's a one pump, awesome hand sanitizer made right here in the United States of America. Again, that website is germready.com. Be confident, stay protected with Germ Ready on the web. germready.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we spent the opening segment talking about the Tigers. They return to the court tonight. First game in a long time. The opponent is Tulane. You know what? Just hit the button. We'll talk about it right here.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Tulane at Memphis inside FedEx Forum. Tip is scheduled for 7 o'clock, and the Tigers are listed as 10.5 point favorites. The KenPom projection is 70-58, so that's 12 points. Not surprised, though, especially after oddsmakers saw Baylor struggle after a long layoff last night with a bad Iowa State team. You might say, you know what, the projection's 12, let's make it 10.5, because though there are examples of teams that have been on long layoffs and then come back and look super sharp right from the jump, Gonzaga being the most obvious, although in fairness, that might just say something about Gonzaga that you can't say about other teams. The truth is, most teams, after long layoffs, it takes them a minute to get back to where they were pre-COVID calls. Hope that's not the case for Memphis tonight, but it certainly could be. We'll find out soon enough. Again, tip is scheduled for 7 o'clock. You'll be able to stream it on ESPN+.
What should I watch on TV?
Episode 1 of Alan V. Farrow is on the HBO tonight at 7. I talked about it earlier in the week, but at the time I talked about it, I had not watched episode 1 yet. Are you watching this, Connor?
We have not watched this.
Do you know what it is?
No, I don't.
Okay, it's a brand new investigative documentary on Woody Allen and Mia Farrow. Are you familiar with this?
I do know what this is.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know Woody Allen? You too young for that?
Yeah, I have film degree. So,
okay.
Yeah,
no. Okay. Woody Allen. Woody Allen, for people who don't know, has been accused of molesting his daughter when she was young, and he actually married. It's not technically his stepdaughter.
It's still weird.
But it's Mia Farrow's daughter, and he was dating Mia Farrow when he started having an affair with Mia Farrow's stepdaughter. So it's like a whole... It's wild. Like, he might be canceled now. Like, after episode 1, I'm ready to cancel Woody Allen. It's wild that he kept making movies with, like, super famous people, Scarlett Johansson, after all this stuff was known. Like, I don't know that he could do all that in 2021.
Now, Midnight in Paris was really the last big movie that he had, and then after that, it kind of dropped out.
Yeah, I watched episode 1. It's really good. It's really interesting, and it's supposed to, like... The reviews are great. It's a four-part series. Episode one is great. So if you want to catch it, it's tonight at 7 o'clock on HBO.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Charles Pierce wrote a short column, but a good column, on Tiger Woods. Charles is I was going to say most famous. He's most famous for just being an awesome writer. But, like, back in 1997, he wrote one of the first big pieces on Tiger Woods. And so he decided to write for Esquire today. Just a few paragraphs on Tiger Woods, and you can read that at Esquire.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Thursday, so we will look back at Memphis Tulane, hopefully be talking about a Tigers victory. If not, oh boy, that'd be tough. Ooh, Grizzlies Clippers tomorrow night, right?
Yep. Yeah, back to back.
Okay, you looked at me like no, it's not Grizzlies Clippers.
No, I thought you had a follow up. I thought you were about to ask me a question.
No, I was like, I thought I had that right. Grizzlies Clippers tomorrow night, so we'll see if the Grizz can snap there. Is it a two-game losing streak now? I believe it's a two-game losing streak now. Looking forward to that already. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
It's time, Memphis. Tune in to Fox Sports Southeast and watch your next-gen Grizzlies Thursday, February 25th at 7 p.m. when they take on the Los Angeles Clippers. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Fans will want to tune in early at 6:30 p.m. to catch Grizzlies live. Presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers. Featuring Pete Peranica, Brevin Knight,